Hello, everyone. This is a little bit different here on a Sunday morning. It's March 22nd, and we're not at church. I am here at my house in my basement, and just wanted to give you a little bit of an update here since we can't come together. Hopefully, some of you can listen to this. And obviously, we had to cancel our services because of the coronavirus and the state and federal recommendations about gathering. We hope that those won't last too much longer, but we don't really know for sure. And so I just wanted to say a few things here. First of all, just wanted to recognize some birthdays. We usually recognize birthdays on Sunday, and according to the church directory anyway, this past week, we had Celia Cost had a birthday on the 17th, and also Gideon Cost on the 18th, and also myself, Pastor Howard, on the 18th. And according to the directory again, Don and Betty Owen had their anniversary on the 17th. And looking ahead here to March, we have Joshua Ray's birthday on March 25th, and then Penny Evans on March 31st. So happy birthday to all those folks and happy anniversary to Don and Betty Owen. All right, I have with me here in the studio some singers. Those are my children. And they're going to sing a song now here called How Can I Fear? Thank you very much, ladies. Appreciate that. Wanted to just remind you to be praying for several things here. Obviously for our country at this time, as we go through this national crisis. You've probably seen all the updates on the news and things, the news conferences nearly every day by the president and our governor as they figure out what to do about this. Our governor has made some restrictions, keeps coming out with more. And yesterday it said that there may be more measures that are enacted to slow the spread of the virus. He said there will be more measures. He didn't specify what they would be, but indicated that there could be more coming down. I know it affects people in different ways with work situations, and obviously the schools have been canceled. Even here on local levels, they've said the hospitals are not allowing any visitors in here locally. And we've seen a few cases here. I know in Knox County they've announced that there is some cases that have come up, and that number continues to grow for our state. So we want to pray for our authorities here as they make these decisions, and just pray for the protection of our people. And then for our church requests here, just a couple things to remember. We had mentioned prayer for my wife's mother, Judy Gibson, as she found that she has cancer, and they had a test this past week. The results came back with some good news that it had not spread to her organs and bones. She's going to be having surgery this Tuesday, the 24th. So just ask for your prayers as she goes in with that. And also praying for John Veeley as he's there in Arizona. Owens had reported that he may be in the final days of his life, so he's not doing very good. So remember John and Alba, and continue to pray for Penny as she was diagnosed with cancer recently, and some of her appointments have been canceled due to the coronavirus. And so just pray for needed appointments for her. If there's any other prayer requests you'd like us to remember just as a church, if you would just give me a call or send me an email or text, we'd still want to make sure everybody is aware of those things. Just pray about our services here. We'd like to be able to have services again. And so just pray for wisdom about what to do coming up there. We have started some projects at the church. We're working on refreshing some rooms. We started into painting this week, and so those are the one nursery project is nearing completion. Working in the other room, the parent room as well. And I would say if anybody has a 10-foot step ladder, that is an item that would be needed in that room, as the ceiling is pretty high. And so if you could let me know about that as well, appreciate that. Just want to share some scripture with you here from Matthew chapter 24. Matthew chapter 24. On Wednesday nights, we have been looking at the kingdom of God in our series, and how that is something that's a reality right now, something that'll be a physical reality in the future, but it's also something that is a reality right now in a different way, even though we don't see it completely. And here at the end of Matthew 24 and the beginning of Matthew 25, we have Jesus giving three similar parables that relate to the kingdom of God. He's specifically relating to God's kingdom. We have the good and evil stewards, we have the wise and foolish virgins, and the parable of the talents. And these three parables all depict something about the kingdom of God. They have similarities. They involve the absence of the master for a period of time in each of these three parables. And it shows really our relationship to God right now, physically absent from us, and yet we still have a responsibility to him. And so here this morning, I want to just share with you some thoughts about this first parable, the good and evil stewards here. So let me read this here, Matthew 24, and I'll read beginning here in verse 45. Jesus says, "Who then is a faithful and wise servant whom his Lord hath made ruler over his household to give them meat in due season? Blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. Verily I say unto you, that he shall make him ruler over all his goods. But and if that evil servant shall say in his heart, My Lord delayeth his coming, and shall begin to smite his fellow servants, and to eat and drink with the drunken, the Lord of that servant shall come in a day when he looketh not for him, and in an hour that he is not aware of, and shall cut him asunder, and appoint him his portion with the hypocrites. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth." Jesus speaks here about a wise and a faithful servant. Who is a wise and a faithful servant? The servant that he's talking about here is a steward. It's somebody that has been placed over a household. It says, whom his Lord hath made ruler over his household. We are stewards. You might think of a steward as somebody who looks after passengers on an airplane or a ship or a train. Sometimes they're called stewards. But stewards are also kind of employees of a large household or estate. Stewards are entrusted with responsibility to watch over the property and people that belong to the owner, the master. They are charged with keeping accounts and providing needed materials and foods. A steward is not a king. A steward has been appointed by a king or a master. A steward has authority, but it comes from their master. A steward does not make the laws. They are ones who guide the house in the laws that have been already made. And that's the comparison that Jesus is making to his followers, his disciples, that we are stewards in God's household. And we have here in this passage a comparison between a good steward and a bad steward. We see the steward's character, the good steward's character, pointed out. It says, who then is a faithful and a wise servant? A steward must be faithful and wise. Paul said in 1 Corinthians 4:2, moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. That means he must be trusted. His master is gone, is not there, is not home. And he needs somebody he can count on to continue on the responsibility. A steward must have a wisdom, an understanding of what needs to be done and how to do it. Wisdom is something that is especially needed in these days for all of us as stewards. We have to think not only of ourselves, but of others that we come in contact with. You know, it's strange for us to think that we are being good stewards by staying at home. But that may indeed be true at this particular point where we are trying to limit our contact with other people to hopefully slow down the spread of disease. And I don't think this is something that's going to be permanent, but it does seem to be something that we are being encouraged to do at this point in time. But it takes wisdom to be a steward, and there needs to be faithfulness as well. And then we see the steward's work in this passage. The end of verse 45 says, to give them meat in due season. Here the steward was there in that household to give to the others that are in that household. They are there to give, not to take for themselves. There are items that have been purchased for this household and family, and the steward gives those items at the proper time, meat in due season. Talking about food there especially. That steward is looking out for the good of others. They're not merely focused on themselves and what they can get out of things or just to take care of the food, you know, just one time and then be done. He has to give it out in due season at the proper time, that there's work to be done. The steward has a job. He must be active and diligent in that job. He will be blessed when the master comes back. Verse 46, blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. There's blessing when we recognize that the master is coming back and he wants to see us engaged in our labor. And you know, many people right now are finding themselves confined to their households. And you know, that doesn't mean that there's nothing we can do. You know, we find that there's plenty for us to do even the responsibilities in our household and towards our families. And, you know, perhaps that is a good thing for us to have to think and recognize those responsibilities that we have as stewards. There's also responsibilities that we have in the household of God, the church. We have responsibilities to care for one another in this house. We show our loyalty and our service to God by how we serve in the household of the church. So the steward's work, the master wants to come and find him engaged in that work. And then we see there's a reward for the good steward. Verse 47, "Verily I say unto you, that he shall make him ruler over all his goods." See, there's promotion for that steward, that when the Lord comes, he finds him serving and doing and engaged in his given responsibility. And then as a reward, there is a promotion. There is more responsibility, not just over the household, but it says over all his goods. Whatever other goods that the master has, other properties that he owns, there's more responsibility that is granted. And the same is true for us as Christians, that there is reward for the work and the service that we are engaged in right now. So we see the good steward pointed out here, but then there's the evil steward. There's lessons we need to learn from the evil steward as well. In verse 48, we see the evil steward's heart. Jesus said, "But and if that evil servant shall say in his heart, my Lord delayeth his coming, and shall begin to smite his fellow servants, and to eat and drink with the drunken." See, this evil steward has a problem. Verse 48 tells us that that problem comes from the belief in his heart, or lack thereof. "But and if that evil servant shall say in his heart..." And what he's saying in his heart is something that has to do with doubt. It's doubt about the master's return. He says in his heart, "My Lord delayeth his coming." That's a thought that we need to guard from our own hearts. We must not let that thought into our minds. When we do allow it, according to this verse, it becomes the root of other kinds of wickedness. It was that thought in his heart, that my Lord delayeth his coming, that turned this evil steward into bad behavior. We need to be careful that we don't let skepticism creep into our hearts. We are not sure how long this stay-at-home encouragement is going to last, this quarantine. We may not be sure when we're going to meet together as a church. We may not be sure about the supplies at our local stores. But one thing we can be sure of is that the Lord is going to return. And this evil steward had gotten that wrong in his heart. He began to be unsure about the Lord's return, about his master's return. And it was that doubt that led him into these actions which were wrong. Verse 49, "And shall begin to smite his fellow servants, and to eat and drink with the drunken." These sinful actions that the evil steward engages in begin with the mistreatment of his fellow servants. He does not have the sense that he is one of these many servants of the master. This evil steward somehow views himself as different from them. And he thinks, therefore, that he has a right to mistreat them. But the good steward does just the opposite of what this evil steward does. He is expecting the master to return, and therefore the outflow of that is he appreciates all the servants of the Lord. We need to value each one that is seeking to serve the Lord. Many different types of servants that serve the Lord, and they're all needed. And the good steward is one who respects them and who does not view himself or herself above them in some way, but views himself as one of those other servants of the master. And then we see the evil steward also moves towards these selfish and sinful pleasures. It says, and to eat and drink with the drunken. His concern is himself. He thinks that the master is not coming, and therefore he can do whatever he wants. But that's not the case. That's not what the Lord wants us to do. The Lord wants us to have that expectation of his return, which motivates us to right behavior. Then we see, lastly, the evil steward's punishment. Verse 50. The Lord of that servant shall come in a day when he looketh not for him, and in an hour that he is not aware of, and shall cut him asunder and appoint him his portion with the hypocrites. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. The evil steward is surprised by the Lord's coming. He had thought that the Lord was not coming so he could do whatever he wanted. But the Lord is coming. The Lord in this parable came. The master came back. And at that point, it became obvious who that evil steward really was. You know, there's many people, even at the present time, who look to be stewards of the master, but actually they're not. They are hypocrites. The Lord will be able to tell the difference when he comes. It says, he will cut him asunder and appoint him his portion with the hypocrites. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. You know, this depicts somebody who's not really a Christian. They should be able to tell that by the way that they're living. But sometimes, even as Christians, we can get into a bad pattern of living like an unbeliever. And I trust that's not the case with you. But we need to look at our lives. What kind of steward are you living as? We are stewards. The master is not here physically present with us, but we know that he's coming. These days here are different for us. Just in the past week, our schedules have been changed, interrupted for many people, appointments canceled, and we can't go places as we usually did. We need to remember our responsibility to our master. He is coming. We don't know about a lot of things right now at this point in time, but we do know that the master is returning, and he will reward us for our service. So may the Lord help us to continue to be a good steward for him. Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, we ask that you would help us in these days of uncertainty to remember the certainties of your word. Help us to expect you to return. Help us to settle that in our hearts. We pray that it would motivate us to serve in the way that you would have us to appreciate and respect our fellow servants, to carry out the responsibilities that you've given to us in our own households, in the household of the church and the believers that we serve with. And we pray, Father, for wisdom. Help us to be wise and faithful servants, that we may be pleasing to you. And Father, we pray for Morrow Bible Church. We pray for each one. Think of the needs that are in our congregation. And we pray that you would provide your protection for each one. We pray for our country. At this time, we ask that you would give protection here in our state. We pray for wisdom for our governor, Mike DeWine, and for our president, President Trump. We ask that you give them special wisdom for those that are helping them. We pray that this virus would be stopped, that the spread would slow down. We pray for a sparing of lives, and we pray that you would be honored and glorified through this. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, thank you for joining me here this morning. And once again, please feel free to give me a call, email, text, and we'll try to let you know here shortly about what the plan is for our services. And but we hope that everyone's doing well, and hope to see you soon. Thank you.